What's up, you're all Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio from Shaws of Sunset, Reza Farahan. How are you, man?
What's up, Mario?
That's a great
name. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for coming. Now, you shaved the infamous mustache. How long have you been without it now?
I did. It's been almost 2 years now, and it's helped me lose weight because it was like, it was face decor, so I didn't realize how massively fat I had gotten. And once I shaved it off, it was like, yo, dude, like... There's nothing to distract from your fat face.
It looks, you look good without it.
Thank you.
It looks good. And you have lost weight. How much weight did you lose?
I'm almost up to 50 now.
Wow. Good for you.
Thank you.
Good for you. What was the genesis of you just finally making a real play at losing it?
Great question. A real estate client I hadn't seen in a few years. I showed up at his house. He was wondering if he should sell. He literally looked at me and asked me when I had given up on life.
So you guys must be close. I like that guy.
We're totally close, and I almost shed a tear when I was there, but I waited until I got in the car.
Right.
Drove home, immediately looked for pictures from when we used to kick it like really hard, and he was right. Like, I had gotten
so
massive since then.
Funny. Hey, you get comfortable, you start, you know, and I'm a big foodie, so I get you. You know, it's funny because the friends you don't see in a while, those are the ones that are going to keep it real with you.
Oh, he was keeping it 100.
Yeah.
100.
Yeah, well, congrats. You
Thank
look good,
you
man.
So much.
So what is going on with Shaws of Sunset? Are we getting season 8? I can't believe it. Hell of a run.
I mean, I can't believe it either. Who knew that the world would love these crazy Persians as much as I do? We are set to knock out season 8 very shortly.
Nice. Is it everything you thought it would be going into it, and how's it different?
It's 10 times better than I thought it would be because there's a whole, you know, being on TV and people recognize you. But because I come from a really closed-minded culture when it comes to homosexuality, it's been really rewarding for me because people hit me up on the regular telling me that they came out because of me, or their relative feels comfortable talking to their family because of me. So I get a lot of perks that my other castmates don't get. So it's been very, very rewarding for me.
Empowering too, because I know in the Latino culture and communities, it could be tough, but in the Middle Eastern community, that's next level.
Next level.
Right?
Like we're a few hundred years behind the Latino community as far as, you know, being open-minded when it comes to sexuality. So we have a lot of catching up to do.
Well, good for you to
shine
a light. Last season, you were a big part of MJ's support system as she lost her father, and now she's expecting. So how's her pregnancy going?
Her pregnancy's been going great. You know, she's a little bit older, and it was a high-risk pregnancy, but knock on wood, she's been handling it like a champ. She's been on bed rest. She only has 9 weeks left, so I'm so excited to be an uncle.
It's a home stretch right there.
And yes.
You haven't been shy about wanting to become a father. Any plans to expand?
You know, honestly, it's so expensive for us to biologically become parents, so like, literally, I'm moving money around, and we're going to do it. We're going to pull the trigger very, very soon.
All right, well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
You're also a baby you do have. This line of hair products.
Yes.
Reza, be obsessed.
Yes.
And you came in showering me with gifts, which I love and will use.
I mean, you've got a gorgeous mane, so I thought, you know.
Good looking out, man.
Why not?
Good looking out. You too. And what'd you want to accomplish with this line?
Honestly, like, I spent the better part of my 20s. Like, I know how to deal with it now, but like, I'm half Jewish, 100% Persian. I've got like kinky, angry Persian hairs that don't want to do
what... You got a lot of it. A
lot of it.
It's good.
Thank you, yes. And it took the better part of my 20s to figure out what products work for me. I met this lady at a dog park. My dog attacked her dog. I walk over to apologize to her. She's decked out in diamonds and Birkins. And she's like, oh my God, I love you from the show. You've got great hair. I said, thanks. What do you do? She said, I am the hair care industry. We just hit it off. We kept in touch, and she asked me if I wanted to collaborate. I said, yes. She goes, do you want to do something special? I said, yes. She goes, clearly you don't want to make a lot of money. I said, I don't care. Let's do something great. She's like, let's put gold in it. Let's put champagne in it. I said, lady, you're speaking my language.
Wow.
I mean, like, gold, like if you say gold to me, it's like, dude, It's like a turn on.
Come in here dripping. I see it.
It's like a turn on.
Did you pay homage to your dog since he basically brokered this deal?
100%. Like I was like, you damn dog. And then I looked up at who. I was like, oh yes, the Rolls Royce Dawn was right behind her. I was like, we're set.
Yes, nice, nice. Yeah. I like that, man. And obviously we talked about you getting in shape and stuff. But what's the routine looking like now? The workout routine.
So Mario, this morning, I knew I had a lot to do. I was up at 4:45. I packed my gym bag. I ran my 5 miles. I had a couple appointments. Now I have the pleasure of being with you. And I'm going to try and hit the weights later on this afternoon when I'm all done.
Look at that. Two-a-days.
Twofer. When you're as big as me, you need a twofer.
Hey, you got to get it in when you fit it in.
Absolutely.
That's what I always say. All right, Rez, I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. Okay?
Yes.
Go-to karaoke song.
Blue Cantrell Hit 'Em Up Style, because I know all the words by heart.
Well, that comes in handy.
Yes.
Last movie you saw in theaters?
Bradley Cooper and...
Star is Born.
Yes.
Okay. Celebrity crush growing up?
Growing up, initially it was... I have to say Simon Le Bon, but it quickly evolved into...
Duran.
Oh, hell yeah.
Wait, how old are you? Wait, you're my generation. How old are you now?
I just outed myself for being old AF.
Hey, I'm old AF then.
I'm 45.
Oh, we're the same age.
Yeah.
Exactly. So you had to be in the third grade when that was big, right?
Literally, that reflex video when that really bad, like, engineered wave came over.
Reflex, yeah.
Flex.
Exactly. I was like, oh, you must be my era. So you said originally Simon Le Bon, then who?
But then it evolved into the gorgeous guy that's the blonde, Ryan Gosling.
Oh, then okay.
Yeah.
Fast forward.
Yes.
Go-to cocktail.
Maker's Mark and ginger ale.
There you go. Who plays you in your life story?
He's a little old now, but I think Andy Garcia would have been good.
Oh, like, yeah, I can see actually.
If I die tomorrow, it would be Andy Garcia.
That's right. I can see that. That's good. He's a good actor. He could pull it off. Well, onwithmario.com to get more info on Reza Be Obsessed. You can follow him on Instagram at Reza Farahan. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you so much for having me, Mario. Appreciate it.
On with Mario Lopez.